GOJ's strategic priorities, highlighting the government's main areas of focus for the 2015-2016 fiscal year and beyond.
With the inflation rate and debt trending down and a culture of fiscal prudence taking root, the government in recent months has shifted its economic policy objectives from stabilization towards economic growth. To this end, the government is actively pursuing private sector-led development initiatives. The focus is on establishing a competitive and enabling business environment to attract the vital investments required to support strong economic growth and sustained development.
The government has implemented reforms to address policy and structural deficiencies hindering competitiveness in the business environment. The measures implemented to date have yielded successes, as evidenced by successive upward movements in the Ease of Doing Business Index published in the World Bank Doing Business Report for 2015 and 2016.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller. While there is still some reliance on traditional industries to spark growth in the economy, several new industries are being positioned to spur growth over the long term. These include business process outsourcing and logistics. Medical tourism is also receiving significant attention.
At some point, we have to look at how we diversify our product, and medical tourism really, for us, was a part of that. And so about 2 years ago, we were able to employ a consultant that had discussions with all the stakeholders in the industry. A national steering committee was named, and we looked at accreditation, regulations, and a marketing framework for medical tourism.
Vice President for Corporate Development and Competitiveness at Jampro, Shalette Cox. Ms. Cox says plans are underway to establish a regulatory framework to encourage local investors to establish medical tourism operations, as well as persuade foreigners to take advantage of Jamaica's offerings.
Arising from that is a medical tourism policy, which is currently in draft, being circulated in government, and which will be taken by Minister Hilton to cabinet shortly. And what we are looking at is a framework that will establish Jamaica as a medical tourism destination, including how do we work with a JTB to ensure that Jamaica starts being marketed as a medical tourism destination.
Considerable effort is being made to ensure there is input and buy-in from local stakeholders in framing the medical tourism regulatory framework.
We also took the opportunity to go very micro level with the development of that industry and talking to the practitioners, because medical tourism does happen today. And we were able to, in developing potential accreditation standards partnered with Bureau of Standards, we can use those potential standards and say to X, Y, and Z that these are the things that you need to be doing if you want to be competitive in this industry. And that work has started.
Jampro has also come up with an initiative to spur growth in the traditional tourism industry, geared at attracting investment from more hotel development groups.
We are working with landowners, both government and private sector landowners, to pre-package properties, particularly for tourism in the first instance. So we try and get environmental assessments done, we get outline planning approvals done, so that by the time we get to the investor and the investor buys into this concept, a lot of the pre-work for development approvals is already done, and it's a much shorter gestation period between landing an investor and realizing an investment.
Vice President for Corporate Development and Competitiveness at Jampro, Shalette Cox. This initiative, called the Shovel Ready Investment Project, sees Jampro partnering with the Tourism Enhancement Fund and National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA. Positioning the country to take advantage of growth opportunities remains the goal of the government in keeping with its strategic objective of fiscal prudence and the pursuit of a credible economic program. Join us again next week as we continue to look at the government's strategic priorities for this fiscal year and beyond.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.